Göring's plan was a disaster. He didn't have enough planes to carry the supplies, and what planes he had were being reduced in number every day by Soviet fighters. Freezing fog often prevented flying, and even on the best days...
Ah, God. I'm going to have to come back here tomorrow. Again. Tomorrow, and the day after that, and every day for the rest of the summer. How does anyone have a job for longer than a week? I feel like I've been watching people going to their jobs my whole life, and I just assumed it would be better than this. Why have I been spending 7 hours a day in school learning vocab and science and calculus? I don't even use algebra here. I just type buttons into the cash register.
The stork stood before the microphone, preened his wings and spoke softly.
Why don't we simply teach land animals to fly and turn them into birds? In this way, there will be more of us, won't there?
This is a fantastic idea. Really quite brilliant.
Ah, yes, yes, there's nothing in the world like love. No bloom like its bloom, not a thing you can mention that has more flavour and more savour. Upon my soul, it's most surprising that cooks, with all their use of spices...
April 6th, 1916. Fritz strafed our new trenches with heavies and searched round the support with HE shrapnel and other such obnoxious stuff. One shell claimed 3 NCOs and wounded 3 men. We all feel wild to get at the beast and hope we may string him up on the wire.
The wolf is built for travel. Its long legs, large feet, and deep but narrow chest suit it well for life on the move. Keen senses, large canine teeth, powerful jaws, and the ability to pursue prey at 60 kilometers per hour equip the wolf well for a predatory way.